All right, we're very excited now to welcome a band live in studio. They are called Tokyo Lucky Hole, a name I'm sure we will be discussing in a little bit. They're even dressed for the part, so that's why we're doing this on Facebook Live. If you want to follow along at facebook.com/KX93.5, they do have a show this Friday, opening the night for the show with Kolarz and Alex Lilly at the Wayfarer, but first we are going to hear them play. So Tokyo Lucky Hole live on KX93.5. Guys, take it away. You guys, Tokyo Lucky Hole live on KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach, again in advance of their show that is this Friday night at the Wayfarer. That was awesome, you guys. Thank you, and welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Would everybody like to go around real quick and introduce yourself and your role in this group?
Yeah, for sure. My name's Tokyo. I play the theremin.
I'm Lucky. I'm the tambourine guy.
I'm Hole. I play bass.
Okay, I don't know what this guy's going to be then. That's all the words. Oh, wait, sorry. I didn't have you on. What did you say?
I got nothing about that there.
Yes.
Got no more words.
He's
left.
Not even a guy in the band. It's amazing. You guys are hilarious. It's midday time, right? So people are at work or maybe they're driving. I don't know how much we have their attention, but if they paid attention to that song, they would have caught a few things that I did that I don't even want to repeat. But, they were great. Great lines.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I want to talk about the name of the band. I want to talk about your shirts. I want to talk about your glasses. I don't know where to start, but why don't we start with that song since we just heard it? Mm-hmm. So, I got a little bit about what it's about. Would you like to tell us a little synopsis of that one?
Well, I think that the song is about a soldier who's on weekend leave. But musically, I was trying to come up with something where it sounds something like Phil Spector meets Link Wray on guitar. You know, something from the 50s, like a jingle. And my brother and I write the songs together, and he takes care of the lyrics, and I write the music.
Which one's the brother?
My brother is not in the band anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay, what happened?
He's just more of a writer, and he actually directed our music video, so he's cool. Into film and things like that.
Well, and on that note, the way you guys got our attention is you sent us a contact form that I wanted to read to the listening audience. Said, we have a video for our first single that has Wild West disco cowboys, vintage muscle cars, hundreds of gallons of blood, and thousands of dollars of neon signs. This video has it all.
Check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. We don't get a lot of contact forms like that. So I think that's why you're here.
Thank you.
Job, Clay.
That was a lot of fun putting together.
Yeah. So the video is out, and that's for the song you're going to play in a moment, Mr. McQueen, right?
Right. Yeah. We made a short film with my brother. He wrote and directed it for Mr. McQueen. And it's about a band of disco cowboys being hunted down by assassins in an acid western landscape. It was a lot of fun. We filmed in the desert over the course of 4 days, and we also filmed in our friend's bar that we turned into a drag queen brothel.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That was the best.
That's really cool. So you guys are fairly local. You're from North Orange County, Anaheim, Yorba Linda area, right? One of you's in Huntington.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. So, we don't see a lot of this kind of stuff around here, whatever this is. I don't know what to call it, but you guys are very unique, very out of the pack. Is that something you're aiming to be, or are you guys just you and you're just making the music you make and it ends up being interesting and unique?
I just want to fit in.
It's not working, bro. Sorry to tell you.
We kind of base the music of the band around the outfits that we did have at home. So it all kind of meshes together.
The outfits came.
Good. Yeah, that worked out. So yeah, we have to talk about the Paisley and the Wild West outfits. So you guys had this stuff?
Yeah, that's the most important aspect of the band is looking good.
Right. Okay.
So as long as the hair looks good, that's all we care about.
Right. And I would implore everybody to look at Tokyo's hair in our video. What would you call that hairstyle?
It's some sort of pompadour with an 80s stray cat's mullet.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a permed mullet. That's what I would say.
Ask. My mother, she's a great hairstylist. She's always done my hair. I've never gotten my hair cut by anybody else.
Okay. And she's supportive of your hair choices?
Sometimes.
She does whatever you say, or she has some creative license?
No, she helps out.
Okay, cool.
She does what I say.
And then to complete the outfit conversation, the glasses are from where? And
the Matrix.
Can you see through them? Those are Morpheus's glasses.
I like cyberpunk. We're very into fashion and Western clothing and things like that.
Yeah, pretty cool. And then the name, Tokyo Lucky Hole, which apparently is each of your names. I never would have guessed. Where did that come from?
So we wanted to come up with something that would be memorable. You know, when people introduce themselves, you know, you can forget their name in an instant.
Sure.
And to sort of get around that, you can associate their name with an image or a phrase. And we wanted to choose something that would be provocative and a bit daring.
Yeah.
And, you know, it only can make you think of a few things.
It's true.
It's imagery, you know?
That is definitely true.
Check out our album cover.
Yeah, and I do have it here. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of.
Right.
I won't even tell the audience about it. Just go find it.
Minus the neon.
You can Google it.
Yeah. You guys have a website where people can find all this various imagery and stuff like that?
Yeah. I was going to say, I can get into the details of our band name. Maybe another time when there's no kids around.
Sure, yeah. Maybe a midnight listenership would appreciate that a little bit more. Well, I think you guys are very cool. You certainly stand out, and I'm excited to see what you pull off on stage. I mean, if anything, if this is any indication of your onstage presence, I'm certainly excited to see you with Alex Lilly and Kolarz this Friday at the Wayfair. So,
yeah, we can't wait.
Awesome, guys. So why don't you do another song for us? You can do Mr. McQueen, which is the video that we just referenced. So again, Tokyo Lucky Hole, live in studio, which doesn't get old to say, by the way. Thank you for that. Live in studio on KX93.5. Whenever you guys are ready, do another one for us. Guys, right on. Tokyo Lucky Hole live on KX93.5. Again, their show this Friday night at the Wayfair with Kolarz and Alex Lilly. And you guys are going on first. You know what time this Friday night you go on?
Doors open at 8. I think we'll be going on around 8:30.
Right on. And tickets are, do you know how much they are?
$10.
Cool. Sweet. And you can get them at the door. Wayfair is a great local venue in Costa Mesa. Well, the first song was a little more Little Mermaid, and that song was a little more Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for me. Is that a fair assessment?
I think we try to make rock and roll songs.
I think I'm just going off the keyboard sounds, because in the first one you had the whole Sebastian playing the conch shell thing, and this one was a little more the spaghetti western thing. I assume you choose sounds based on...
I mean, we only got like 8 sounds on this guy, but we choose sounds according to what we'd like it to sound.
I'd be interested to hear the other 6 songs then, if you're rotating through the keyboard sounds. No, I think you guys are awesomely weird, and you make really good rock and roll music that's super tight, and you're a great band on top of your very odd motif. I think it's great. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. So again, where can people go to find more about the band, maybe pick up some of the music, get this cool t-shirt or album or whatever?
Totally. So we're on all streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music and MySpace. And also you can find us on our website, tokyoluckyhole.net, as well as all social media.
Cool. Do you have a Friendster page or?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it was pre-MySpace.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, maybe... too old. Never mind. All right. Tokyo Lucky Hole. We'll see you Friday night at the Wayfair. You guys are great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Well, I'm cracking one open with the boys by myself.